We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
Does anybody have advice on how to win an eating contest? Because I will be in the Celebrity Cream Puff Eating Contest coming up at 11 o'clock this morning at the Wisconsin State Fair. Yes.
That is such a fun tradition. I did it one time and did not win.
No, I have not won. I used to do it year after year, year after year. Haven't done this for 6 years because I was, the radio station I was with, let me go. So then there was nothing in 2017, 2018, 2019, we were traveling for our job here. We were in Chicago at a convention for morning radio.
Yeah, that's right.
2020 and last year, pandemic. So now it's back. So it's been a while. So I need a little advice here. How can I do this? Should I starve myself like Thanksgiving? Should I not eat until I get there?
Do you know, can you use your hands or not? Because when we did it in the past, you had to have your hands behind your back.
Yes, you had to have your hands behind your back. I don't think you can use your hands.
I suggested earlier you should probably stretch. I didn't know what you were going to be bringing up here on the show. Now that you are telling us, exactly, open up your mouth.
I'm doing it.
Wow.
Going side to side like a horse when they chew. Wow.
I think you right now, here, grab this marker.
Okay.
Put this marker in front of you.
In front of me?
Just put it in front of you. Okay. Put your hands behind. No, lay it down.
What? Are
put
you
your
kidding?
Hands behind. I'm standing up here. I want to watch
All right.
you. Put your hands behind your back.
All right.
I want you to see if you can pick up the marker and take off the cap. Let's just try this. I don't know. Let's just try
it. And take it off?
Because you have to, Radar, with a cream puff, you have to make sure you get the top part off first. You're going to have to, almost like a dog would with a treat. You want to knock off the top of the cream puff.
And then you want me to suck the cream?
Probably, but try to see if you can get the marker in your mouth.
Do you use this marker? Because you're going to have my spit all over it.
We have Clorox wipes over here.
Oh, we
so
do.
We can make sure. Let me see if you can do that.
Okay.
And you know what? Actually, I'm going to time you here.
You can time me here?
Okay, hang on.
See
here.
How long it's going to take?
Stopwatch. Okay, ready, go.
Oh, wait. Well, okay.
Okay, he's trying to get... You got to try to get the marker off. Go. He has the marker in his mouth.
All right.
Can you shake it off?
I'm trying.
We're at 10 seconds.
Shake it off.
Use something else. Use the table. Radar, if you're going to be in a cream puff eating contest, did you get it?
Uh-uh.
You know what? He's getting closer. 20 seconds. All right, we're going to stop at 25. Stop,
what?
Stop. No.
It just fell on the floor. I'm not picking it up now.
Well, if
I'm
you're
in trouble,
going
aren't
to the
I?
State Fair today.
I'm in trouble.
Good luck. Good luck to Radar. I feel like all
it's
going to happen is you're going to have cream puff all over your face, and that's it.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Have you ever played a cell phone roulette with your family and friends? Highly recommend. Great game if you're just sitting around the campfire, hanging out in the backyard. You definitely have to trust the people you're with, though, by the way. Because what the game is, we started it here on the show, is that we take each other's phones and we scroll through the text messages. And then on the air, we're going to read you one of these text exchanges, but you don't know who the person is texting with or even what the context is. And then we need you to call in and guess who is texting with Radar this morning, because I have Radar's phone today.
Cell phone roulette.
It's going to be multiple choice. And by the way, we have a new phone number here. Speaking of phones, if you don't know, it's 414-432-1099. 414-432-1099. Call in now if you want to play cell phone roulette. Here is the text exchange.
Okay.
This one might get a little confusing, which might be a hint as to who it is Radar is texting with.
Oh, I have a feeling. All right.
Okay. Person texts Radar. Uh-huh. The light on the box just went off. Radar responds. Nope. Should be okay. Person texts back. You said this wouldn't happen. Radar responds with, I'll call. Person jumps into something else here. Went on the patio. Had wine and cheese, crackers and sausage. Beautiful under the shade tree. Radar, who brought that? The person responded, Regency, and we have music for 2 hours.
Whoa!
Cell phone roulette, we need you to call in right now, 414-432-1099.
No one's going to get it.
Who is Radar texting? Is Radar texting with our radio engineer, Joe? Is Radar texting with his mom? Is Radar texting with his daughter, Lexi, who's out in college? Again, the text exchange, person says, the light on the box just went off. Radar said, nope, should be okay. That person said, you said this wouldn't happen. Radar, I'll call. Person went on to say, went on the patio, had wine and cheese, crackers and sausage, beautiful under the shade tree. Radar said, who brought that? And then the person responded, Regency. And we have music for 2 hours. Is Radar texting our engineer, his mom, or his daughter? 414. Call in now. 432-1099. Cell phone roulette.
Think someone's going to get it?
I think this one's very, very obvious.
You think it's easy? Really?
Yes.
All right.
Granted, I was in your phone, so I saw
who
you were texting
with. Of course, that's why.
Now, if you get this right this morning, you get to give anybody you want a shout out on the air. And you get bragging rights. You get to play the radio DJ.
It's a really easy game to play.
Call in now. It's The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
Are you ready to play cell phone roulette?
Let's go.
I have Radar's cell phone. I'm going to read a text message in here, and you have to guess. It's multiple choice. Who do you think Radar is texting? All right, we've got somebody on the phone here ready to play. We are talking to Christy in Mequon.
Yes, you are.
Okay, Christy, let me give you the text exchange again. The person says, the light on the box just went off. Radar, nope, should be okay. Person text again, you said this wouldn't happen. Radar, I'll call. The person then said, went on the patio, had wine and cheese, crackers and sausage. Beautiful under the shade tree. Kind of bouncing all over the place here. And then Radar said, hey, who bought you that? The person responded, Regency, and we had music for 2 hours. Okay. Christy, who is Radar texting with? Our engineer, Joe, his mom, or his college daughter, Lexi?
He's texting Lexi.
Is it Lexi, Radar?
Christy, you would think with the attitude that I was getting in text that it would be my daughter, but it's not my daughter.
Oh my gosh.
No, Christy, sorry. Good guess, though.
Thanks for playing cell phone roulette. Let's try to get to another caller here to see if we can get it. Okay, line number two. Judy's ready to play. We'll give it to you one more time. The person texts Radar, the light on the box just went off. Radar said, nope, should be okay. The person said, you said this wouldn't happen. Radar responded with, I'll call. Then the person went on to a totally different topic and said, went on the patio, had wine and cheese, crackers and sausage, beautiful under the shade tree. And Radar responded with, who brought that? The person said, Regency. And we had music for 2 hours. Okay, Judy, is Radar texting with our engineer, Joe, his mom, or his college daughter, Lexi? What's your guess?
His mom.
And why would you say my mom? Why would you pick on my mom?
I think the light on the box has something to do with either the TV or some electronics.
Yeah. Radar?
And it was her cable box. My mother's cable box was on the fritz. She kept texting me about it. That was like the biggest highlight of her day. I can't watch anything. I can't watch news. I can't watch my stories or anything. And then in the middle of this whole text exchange, I'm like, all right, I'll call the cable company. I told her to unplug it, reboot it. It shouldn't happen again. That's why she's scolding me right away.
You're texting about batteries and stuff?
That's why she's texting me right away going, well, you said this wouldn't happen. I rebooted it. I'm like, okay, well, I'll call. And then in the middle of that, it's like, oh, it's like almost like a dog. Oh, squirrel. boom, all of a sudden, oh, hey, by the way, we had cheese and crackers and wine.
Well,
under
I wonder
the tree.
If there was a little bit too much wine consumed, which is why your mom couldn't figure out the light on the cable box.
Could have been, Mary. But Judy, yes, you got it as my mom. Nice job. Now you get to give a shout out on the air to anybody who's out there. If you want to give a shout out to a neighbor, a coworker, maybe your mom, a family member, somebody.
Oh, I'll shout out to my daughter, Jenny.
Jenny!
Yo, Jenny!
Where's Jenny at this morning?
Oh, she's at work.
So. What city?
She's in Milwaukee.
Excellent. Well, Jenny in Milwaukee, working hard. Your mama loves you. Judy, thanks for being a part of Cell Phone Roulette and calling in today.
And just remember, Jenny, when you have your mom, Judy, texting you later in life and she says the cable box is out and stuff, just make sure that she doesn't have too much wine.
Oh, I can relate to all of these things because I have a mom that does the same thing.
Oh, that's probably why you figured
and
this
Judy,
out.
And Judy, you just said you've got a daughter, so one day we're going to alternate to this too.
Right.
Thanks, Judy.
All right.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Are you feeling that little crisp in the air? You know what's around the corner? Fall. Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
What are you talking
about? Speaking of which, one of your favorites are coming back soon. Here's Stephen Colbert.
Oreo is bringing back their pumpkin spice sandwich cookie for a limited time, which means you'll only have a few weeks not to buy it.
I thought it was pretty good. When I tried it.
Yeah,
it's not bad, and it's going to be out before you know it, because already, I mean, Halloween decorations are out.
Halloween is out already. I know. It's like, oh, well, you know, kids are going back to school. Time to start talking Halloween. Time to start bringing out. The PSL is going to come out, too.
Probably. They always have those come out
really
in August.
Early? In August, though?
I believe that's usually when they come out, is around this time.
90 degrees. Let's go grab a PSL.
An ice PSL?
Okay, we'll do the ice one, then.
Number two.
That's fine.
If you weren't doing the profession you had right now, what would your other job be? Because Madonna was on The Tonight Show and asked if she wasn't a singer. What would Madonna do?
I don't know. I think I'd probably be a school teacher.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
I'd have a very popular class. It would be controversial. It would be challenging.
Just like...
I'd probably end up in jail.
Yeah, Dumb. Of course you would, yeah.
I also want to mention she's doing that whole interview with her custom-made grills that she had made for her birthday. So if she was a school teacher, I would hope that that's how she'd be teaching the class.
Absolutely.
Number one.
Have you ever had a run-in with wildlife? Like a black bear? This happened in Florida. It was caught on the Ring doorbell. It's now gone viral, and you're going to hear the audio when a Florida family is scared to death by a black bear that came into the backyard and is chasing their little family dog. You're going to also hear the dad come out and roar like a bear to scare it off.
That was the dad at the end?
And that's and everybody's fine.
Wait a minute.
That's what you're supposed to do. With a black bear, you're supposed to make yourself really, really big. Now, Radar.
Wait a minute. I was going to say, you said this is in Florida?
This is in the panhandle in Florida. Aren't you headed there this weekend to drop your daughter off at college?
Dropping my daughter off at college.
Who knew there were black bears down there?
Spending some time in the panhandle. Thanks for letting me know, but at least I know now if I do encounter one, what do we get to do? Just put your arms up?
Now, you're... How tall are you?
5'6"
Okay, so you gotta really make yourself big. Get a big roar going.
Jess, my wife, can I borrow your heels? I need to be a little bit taller than this guy.
That's your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Baseball, concerts, bowling, basketball, and now golf at American Family Field.
This sounds like Dwight Schrute. Battlestar Galactica.
Bears, Beats, and golf. Tell you more what you need to know on the go. Mix Studios powered by Current Electric. Call current.com. The Brewers are swapping bats for golf clubs. September 16th is the opening date for X-Golf at American Family Field. It'll be the first ever X-Golf location inside a sports stadium and pretty much a state-of-the-art golf simulator game. And you can say, you know, I'm going to go play golf at Pebble Beach, the big famous Pebble Beach out in California, while watching Christian Yelich belt a home run, because you can do that. X-Golf takes over the space where Club 300 used to house at the ballpark. So, yeah.
What a fun experience. That's what's
golf
great
right
about
there.
AmFam Field. When people come here from out of state and visit our ballpark, it's fun because it has the space to do those kinds of things.
Heck yeah, man.
You're not going to get that at Wrigley.
No, you get a lot more at Wrigley. We'll talk about that some other day, though.
Wrigley, I get
it. You need
it.
To go down to Wrigley.
I've been to Wrigley.
You've been to Wrigley?
I was there one time, and I never need to go back.
Why?
Do you remember why?
No, why?
I saw a no-hitter.
Oh, that's right. You saw the no-hitter down there.
And that is why we have Cubs memorabilia in our basement. We had the tickets framed, matted and framed in our basement. And somebody came downstairs and said, what's this Cubs stuff? It's a no-hitter, man. That's why it's in the basement.
It's history.
Other than that, no Cub stuff allowed in the basement or Cub fans allowed.
Something else you need to know on the go. Wait a minute. I'm a Cubs fan.
You're not invited.
All right, fine. Then I'm not going to be there. Here's what else you need to know on the go. Okay, iPhone owners. That green bubble you get when you text with Android users, you know how frustrating that can be?
Yes.
Well, I know a lot of iPhone users have said, oh, you have an Android. Why don't you just get with the times?
Because they don't get their texts, and you can't send pictures. And if you send videos, it's all grainy.
Google says that's Apple's fault. Google has put Google has put Apple on blast, placing the blame squarely on the iPhone, Apple, who makes it. Google says the problems exist because Apple refuses to adopt modern technology. When people with iPhones and Android phones text each other, Apple is also using outdated software to send and receive messages and should be using rich communication services, which is the modern industry standard. So there you go. Google is putting Apple on blast. Yo, it's your fault that this is not working, that we can't, that when we send videos, like when my brother tries to send me a video from Rhinelander when he's driving his truck and I go, what's, it's all grainy. He's like, well, no, it's deer. I stopped. They pulled over. I took video of deer in the field. I can't even tell because he's got an Android. Apparently, it's the iPhone's fault.
That is such a response us Apple users would say. It's the Android's problem. No, it's our problem. And that is actually believable because friends of ours are so loyal to Androids. They love them. And they get new ones all the time. And they often tell us, they say, we get new phones every year.
That's my father-in-law.
With an iPhone, you don't because it costs too much.
Right. That's my father-in-law. He says that all the time. Why don't you just do that? Well, because I like the iPhone, though. But apparently, Google says no. Apple's wrong. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe you won't have to be blaming the
Yeah, can't we
Google
just all
anymore.
Work together so we can all communicate?
Why don't we just have one phone and just all have the same thing? We don't need two different companies, do we? We need the Android and the Apple or the iPhone.
I feel like this is almost symbolic of our government. Do we need two parties? Is it a two-party system? Should we have three? Should we have four? Should we have one?
Vote in November for the phone. That's what you need to know on the go from the mix.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
Was there a Will shocker in your family? After the passing of country singer Naomi Judd, something shocking happened. It was revealed that she didn't have her daughter, Winona, who was part of her country duo that she sang with all those years, nor her acting daughter, Ashley Judd, in her will. What? How could that happen?
That is a shock. Granted, they both have done well for themselves.
Yes. But Naomi appointed her husband of 33 years, Larry, as the executor of the will. He's got full authority over the property, money, and estate items without needing the court to tell him what to do. So he can decide what he wants to do with this.
I just hope it doesn't end up being a sad, messy thing. Or
Winona and,
I mean, it's her money to do what she wants with it.
Why and Ashley were both shocked. And, you know, looking at this, you're like, well, you know, I'm sure this probably has happened to people with wills before where you don't know what the person wants and who they want to divvy up the money or the property to. And all of a sudden you go in and you're like, all right, here's the lawyer reading the will or divvying out stuff. And you're looking down at it and no, you're not in it. Or maybe you're like, wow, I had a great uncle die. I didn't even know he knew me. And I got like $10,000 from him. A little shocker.
Yeah, that's a good shock.
That's a good shock, big time. So we wanted to know from you if that's ever happened to you, like some kind of shocker of a will. Whoa. Wow, what? I'm not in it? Or, okay, I'm in the money now. How cool would that be?
Do you have a will?
We have a will, yes.
Yeah, we have
a
will.
And we've discussed
also.
It with the children, so there's no shocking things going on there. What?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard of families that have definitely, there's been inheritance, and there unfortunately have been people that have been left out, or they thought they were going to get more, or I can remember a friend of mine, when her grandma died, she had aunts and uncles. I don't remember how many. Let's say four. The amounts that they got weren't even.
They were different.
There were different amounts.
Mm-hmm.
And when the person's deceased, you can't ask these questions and find out why. what happened. I mean, was it because, well, they're a single parent and they could use more money? Or did they feel like this person's bad with money, so I'm not going to give them a lot of money?
Yeah, our friends of ours have that situation a little bit. I guess the grandmother passed away and then the kids, so his brothers and sisters, were like, oh, everybody got like different increments. And they're going, when the grandmother was putting the will together, one of the sons was like, I don't think you should really do that. Maybe you should put everybody even. And she goes, I don't care. I'm not going to be here. Well, yeah, but everybody else has to deal with
it. Has to deal with the math.
So what is it for you? Was there a will shocker in your family? Maybe it was you. Maybe it was someone you heard about. Some shocking revelation in a will. 414-432-1099. And again, we're talking about it because, yeah, Naomi Judd, who passed away back in April, didn't leave her daughters, Winona or Ashley Judd, in the will at all. So maybe it's happened to you. 414-432-1099. Let's get your stories here on The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
Do you have a will shocker story in your family? This is all because Naomi Judd, the country singer, passed away back in April, doesn't have her daughters, Winona, who she sang country music with forever.
Yeah,
long
built
career.
A lot of her wealth with.
And nor her actress daughter, Ashley Judd, who a lot of you know. They weren't in the will. The daughters were not in the will. Naomi left it up to her husband of 33 years, Larry, to decide everything and divvy up. Now, he can keep whatever he wants. He doesn't even have to give it to the daughters. Sorry, this is all mine now.
On the outside looking in, that is very shocking. You would think that the daughters would have been in the will. They were involved in her life. They were all very close.
So we're looking,
but it's her decision.
We're looking for stories from you. If this is something like this has happened to you, a will shocker. And Jenny is in Racine. What happened with you, Jenny?
Before my grandma died, she said she was going to change the will. And I said, don't change it. I got to deal with these people when you're gone.
Wait, what did she want to change it to? What did she want to change it to?
To add me. I'm just one of the grandkids.
Okay.
So I'm one of 7 or 8 grandkids. It just add me, and she didn't tell me anything else. So then she dies, and my aunt's like, hey, just so you know, you're in the will. I'm like, oh, crap, what are my cousins going to think? And she goes, well, it's fine. You got part of your mom's distribution. My grandma had 4 kids. They each got the same. Those 3 each got the same amount. My mom's was cut half. So it was a fourth, an 8th and an 8th.
Oh.
So my mom was furious. I'm like, I told her not to change it. Don't be mad at me.
How did you handle that with your mom?
I said, Mom, just take the money.
You gave it back to your mom?
No, I kept it because I'm like, well, Grandma.
Yeah, yes.
Grandma said.
No, you needed to keep it.
Yeah.
You needed to keep it. That's your grandma's money.
And originally my mom was taken out of the will when my grandpa died, but my grandma put her back in.
Oh.
So,
oh,
wow.
Boy. Are you on good terms with your mom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But my mom is not on good terms with some of her siblings.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like there was definitely some issues there. Can you give us a ballpark of what you inherited? I'm just curious.
I think it was like $12,000.
$12,000. And that's an 8th? Grandma was rolling in some
dough.
Way
to go, Grandma.
Yeah.
Well, and Jenny, did you do something smart with the money?
We invested it, and then we also updated a bathroom, too. And then we put some of my daughter's college fund.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's what Grandma would probably want.
Thanks, Grandma.
Wow.
Right.
Again, this is what we're looking for, the will shocker.
The will shocker's big time. Still kind of has a bad taste in her mouth about that. Jenny, thanks for the call.
You're going
to have to call us again. That was a great story.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. We'll go over to Anonymous. What is your will shocker story?
So it didn't really have anything to do with me. I'm younger generation further down. There's step family, and then there's biological family, and then there was still a widow. And there's family that we call them the Clampets.
Okay, yeah, they're the, like the Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, gotcha, okay.
Yes, yes.
Yep, okay.
So what we all thought was like, they're going to like take the whole family to court. They want everything.
Did they?
But no. So this family member was brilliant. So apparently there's a law where you have to leave like every descendant $1.
Really?
Really?
And that's, yes. So what the family member did was left every single person $1. That was the money left.
On that side of the family?
No, for everybody.
Oh, for everybody?
Yes.
They left them a dollar.
Where'd the rest of the money go?
Yeah.
To the widow.
Oh.
So they couldn't go after the widow because the dollar was left.
Right, because they got something already.
Yeah, so they found the loophole.
Loophole in that will. What a shocker.
There are people right now that are turning up their radio saying, wait a minute.
What?
I need to look up this $1 will law.
I'm going to start making some changes.
Right. I did not even know this. So that way they weren't really in the will.
Because it says by legal urban legend, if you left someone $1, in theory, it stops them from being able to contest your will because they did get something.
You got something out of the deal here. Yeah.
But I don't know. The internet says it could be an urban legend, but this is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Correct. And then the widow knew who what was supposed to belong in. And because those were technically her possessions, she could divvy them however she wanted.
So she was kind of like the executor.
Gosh.
Whoa.
Okay,
what a
Anonymous,
story.
What a story.
Man. It's not like a bad workout or anything. It was more like a loophole with a funny to get the clampets in their place.
And
the
right.
Clampets.
Yeehaw.
Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
If you want your crush to fall in love with you, or maybe you hope the sellers of the house you put that offer in on are going to take that offer for your dream house, take your life and your future into your own hands and manifest your dreams with the new viral trick that is sweeping across TikTok. The whisper method.
Is this kind of like the concept of the secret that you have to put it out into the universe?
Kind of.
Be specific about what you're asking and what you want and visualize it for it to happen?
Yes, but there's a certain way you have to do this, Elizabeth. Very good.
And it's on TikTok.
It's on TikTok.
TikTok's going to help you achieve your goals.
Yeah, well, and the user on TikTok, the account, says this has happened for her, so TikTok trend has people all excited here. You manifest, or basically, like you said, Elizabeth, you make happen your financial success or your love life, your career advancement, anything you've been dreaming of. The account is the Hot High Priestess, is what she calls herself.
How do you spell that?
Priestess, like priest, and then E-S-S.
Oh, so it is
priestess.
Like priest. Okay, priestess.
Yeah, like priestess. she's a user on TikTok. She claims the whisper method has manifested things in her life. Here she is to tell you how to do it.
Think of something you want and who that involves. Whether that's a lover, your boss, whoever. I'm gonna close your eyes and envision that person where they are right now. I'm going to envision yourself walking up to this person as a sort of spirit. So they can't see you, but you can see them. I'm gonna envision yourself walking up to this person and whispering in their ear 3 times whatever it is you want them to do. You're then gonna envision yourself walking out of the room, shutting the door. As you're walking out, envision that person doing whatever it is you want them to do for you. Try it out and tell me in the comments when it works.
So that's what you have to do. Try it out, and then you put her in the comments and say, yes, Hot High Priestess, this actually worked.
There is a little bit in there that is powerful, which is the visualizing, the manifestation.
Yeah.
Trying to picture this stuff happening, but I don't know that I completely buy into her idea.
Why?
You become a spirit, and it's like you're whispered in their ear at night when they're sleeping.
Or wherever they are.
You don't know this, but Elizabeth should get a raise.
Wherever they are.
She should get a raise at work.
Maybe I should try it right now. Elizabeth.
Who are you picturing?
I'm picturing you right now.
I'm right here. Guess
exactly.
What? You don't have to picture me.
Well, I'm looking the other way. I'm looking at the other side of the studio here.
Yeah, he is, and his eyes are closed.
You should really order your favorite coworker a coffee or Frosty Chino on DoorDash. You should really order your favorite coworker a coffee or a Frosty Chino on DoorDash.
Okay, I'm going to do the same thing.
You should really order. Hold on, just got to do it 3 times.
Okay,
I got to do
it
three times. And then I have to walk out the door here. Order your favorite coworker a coffee. He could really use the coffee right now. Bye.
Here's what I'm going to say. You should really Venmo Elizabeth money to get you coffee on DoorDash. You should really Venmo Elizabeth money to get you coffee on DoorDash. You really should Venmo money to Elizabeth to get you coffee on DoorDash.
Are we still talking? No, I'm Venmo.
Stop it right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.